Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Final Four in San Antonio, this is Tiki and Tierney.
Back here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, of course. Today's show from Radio Row brought to you by 3M. New Post-it Extreme Notes are water-resistant. They stick on rough surfaces and in tough weather conditions. We're joined by a true titan of the game. First year, they didn't even have a conference, I don't believe, that he was the head coach. I believe they were independent.
Independent nothing.
Well, from nothing to the pinnacle. One of the great names of all time and one of the great coaches, Jim Boeheim, with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, how are you feeling today?
I'm good, thank you. It's good to be here. It's fun to go to the Final Four. I've been to the Final Four now for 50 years, I think, a little over, maybe over 50 years. So it's been kind of a long run.
So let me start by saying I appreciate you sticking up for my alma mater and Tony Bennett
loss. It's a no-brainer. He's a great coach, the best coach in the country. And you don't judge somebody on one game. If you judge football players on one game, you know, John Elway had an 0-for-8 game,
right,
and 4 interceptions. I mean, it's the problem with college basketball is we are judged on one game in the tournament. The better you are in the regular season, then the further you have to go.
Yeah.
For us this year, they think I'm great because we weren't even supposed to get in. We got in. We won 3 games. So our fans think, boy, he does great. And they give you that. Well, you did your best coaching job. What does that mean? Last year I didn't do a good job? I didn't try hard? I mean, you know, Bill Belichick goes out and he does his best job every game, every day.
You're right.
Some years the players, it works better than others.
Yeah.
And it's the nature of coaching. This year, this team just, they really got going. They played good defense all year. And then we get in the tournament and defense wins, can win in the tournament for you.
Yep.
And our we shot 30%, 35% in the tournament, and 20 from the three, and we won.
And you still won three games, almost won a fourth game.
Yeah, you're right.
Came close.
Yeah, you did.
Is there a secret to coaching in the tournament?
Not really. It's you do what you do all year. I think it helps us. Our zone helps us a little bit because teams haven't seen it, so that's what hurts us when we run into Duke. They've played against it, so they got an idea. You know, before we played 2 or 3 of the teams in the tournament this year, I heard the players said, well, we played against zones. We're good against zones. Well, they didn't play against our zone. You know, it's our zone is different. And it doesn't mean you can't beat it because you can. But familiarity helps a little bit because we do it a little different. We play it a little different. And teams that see us a lot are better against us, you know.
Yeah.
But
got to get to the middle of that zone, which is easier said than done.
Yeah, but even when that's the common thought. But we know you want to get to the middle, so when it goes there, we have 2 different ways to play.
Mm-hmm.
So a player has to react to that, and some players don't react to that.
Yeah.
And sometimes we might take that away. We may give you something else, and, you know, you got to be ready. And good teams can do
There's
that.
Layers to it. No, I certainly get you.
It's not most zones. It's simple. If they just play it and they hope you don't make shots. We guard the 3-point line and we try to do some other things to make it a little different, but it doesn't always work. Like any other defense, they don't all work.
I got you. Jim Boeheim is with us here, of course. Tiki and Tierney. Jim, I want to get back to something you said about Coach Bennett and have you quantify that. You know, you think about Steph Curry. People say he's the best shooter. You can look at the metrics and the numbers will support that.
Yep.
You can look at an ace pitcher like Verlander has been great since Houston got him. You can look at the spin rate on his curveball. There's ways to quantify that. When you say that Tony Bennett or others might say Beeline.
Yeah, Beeline. John's right there.
But when you say somebody's the best coach, why do you say that? Can you really explain that?
Yeah, I can explain it. He's taking guys that most people didn't recruit. Not now. He's got a couple of highly recruited players. But before, when he first won, he took guys that nobody recruited. Malcolm Brogdon, you know, go the whole list of guys he had. And he won the ACC playing against teams that have six, seven McDonald's All-Americans. So I think you got to say that's a little coaching there. And it's part of his system, the defensive system he uses. You can win with that. Now, they're good defensive players. That's the thing people don't understand. Okay, they weren't highly recruited offensive players, but those guys are great defensive players. So we all say you win with defense, but then when you get guys that are good defensively, you don't give them any credit for winning with defense. But they win with defense. And this year he had better offense, but it hurt him to lose Hunter.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's going to say, well, that's not a 20-point differential. It probably isn't. But Hunter, like our game, we're up four. Hunter comes in the game and scores seven straight points against us. We're down. Now he gets out. We get back in the game. He has 12 the first half. He comes back in the second half, and we're still 2 points down, and he scores 7 points in the next 6 minutes. So he changed the whole game. And he ended up with 19. He's that good. He's a very, very good offensive player. And he's the only guy that can kind of do it on his own. The other guys get it off the offense. And so he was a big loss for them. But the team had a phenomenal game.
Yeah.
They made everything.
That was crazy.
They made everything. And
running jumper off one leg.
Yeah, like, I mean, that happens. And the thing about it is psychologically, because Virginia hasn't done it, I know they won't say it, but in the back of their minds, they're thinking, we need to win. We got to win.
Put extra pressure on yourself.
They put extra pressure. They do. There's no question about it. I think at the end of the day, next year, if those guys come back, they'll be right there again.
Yeah, I think you're right. I hope so.
They'll be a number one seed next year, and they'll be right there in it. And they're sophomores and freshmen. Their three best players, the two guards, are sophomores, and the other two best players are freshmen. So I think they'll be better next year offensively.
Let me ask you about kids. You talk about recruiting kids and how Tony recruits, and obviously how you recruit, and how we look at most of the offensive output from these high school kids. When a kid comes to Virginia, or even really to Syracuse in the defense that you play, where it's important, right? You're not coming to Syracuse and not playing defense.
Oh, yeah.
How do you tell that to a kid who obviously in his mind is thinking, oh, I just want to score.
I want
to score 15. I want to score 20. I want to go to the league in a year.
What we try to tell them is that if you want to go to the league, you got to be on a winning team. And if you're on a winning team, you'll get more looks, more. You'll elevate your draft, because I don't care what the NBA says in their evaluation. If you're on a winning team, that gives you a little extra credit in terms of the draft, even if you're not a great player. But, you know, kids want to win. They do. They want to go to the Final Four, and you tell them, look, you can play offense. That's one end of the court. You're down there, you play offense. Well, when you're done, you don't need to stand there and watch. You can come back and play defense, and that's going to help you get to the NBA, because pro people look at how you play. Even in our zone, they watch our kids, how they work, how hard they play. We have a lot of man-to-man principles. That helps you. It helps you. You have to sell kids that to get to the NBA, you have to win. You have to show pro people that you do everything, that you're part of a team, because that's what they want. They don't want just guys that can score. They don't want take guys that just score.
You go to a playground and find guys that can score. I mean, you know that I'm right, you know. Talking to Coach Boeheim, of course, Hall of Famer, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, you mentioned the NBA here, Coach, because Patino did it. There was a thought that back, you know, about maybe 8-9 years ago, Izzo might jump to the Cavaliers. Always rumblings about Coach K, although I don't think that's going to happen at this point. Brad Stevens has done it. To my knowledge, I don't think I've ever heard your name.
No.
Did you ever have any aspirations to try the NBA?
No, I'm a college coach. I recognize that. I came to Syracuse when I was 17 years old, and I only did one interview at another school, and it lasted 10 minutes.
Which one was it? Come on, you got to tell us.
A long time ago, Ohio State, it's known.
Okay, Ohio State.
And 10 minutes into it, I knew I was not going. I like where I'm at. I like to be on where I am. And, you know, I recognized that a long time ago. I always think that the grass is greener on my side than on the other side. And I've seen too many coaches that have made a bad choice that way. But, yeah, I mean, after I worked with the NBA players, you know, I would not mind that. But, you know, at this age, I was too much of a college coach. I would have liked to coach in the NBA because it's just coaching, you know.
That's what everybody says.
And it's dealing with people, and it's a little X and O's. college coaches can do it. Most college coaches that went up got bad teams, and you're not going to win the NBA. Brad Stevens got into a great situation. He is, and he's a great coach, but he got into a great situation with young players and got to develop them. Yep. And now, you know, so anybody that can really coach at one level can probably coach. Now, some guys can't. Some guys are really just college coaches. They're the way they coach, their discipline, the way they go after players, you can't do that in the NBA. You can't.
They're making three times as much as you are.
Coach K and I work with the NBA players. We're going, well, do you think we should practice an hour and a half today, LeBron?
We're not
saying to LeBron, we're going to go 3 hours today, because he's going to look at you like, are you kidding me?
You could go 3 hours.
Yeah, you can go, but we ain't going.
We're not going to be there.
It's different.
Yeah.
And, of course, we were lucky. I mean, we coached the best players in the Olympics, so it's a little different than coaching an NBA team. But they were great. I mean, the players we had were great. They were unbelievable to coach. I had three Olympics and three world champions. It was one of the best coaching experiences I've ever had. And you know what you do a lot? You go, nice play.
Do it again.
Nice
play.
Repeat.
Let's go. Repeat.
Nice shot.
Let's beat Angolia by 90 points tonight. Let's go.
Coach, you were going to retire after this season.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not.
He's not retired.
You signed an extension.
Guy.
How long are you going to do this?
He's never going to retire.
I'm going to coach as long as I can.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like coaching. I feel great. Why do you have to stop at 50, 60? So why? If you feel good and you can do the job, why would you want to quit? I don't visualize. Like, maybe some people look and say, yeah, I'd like to retire.
Yeah.
I play golf now for about 2 or 3 months, but I'm not getting.
You don't like it?
I like it.
He's good.
But.
You don't want to do it every day.
No, I don't want to do this every day. I'm happy. I do it 2 or 3 months. I'm done. That's good. And, you know, I like coaching. It's fun to do it. And, you know, as long as I can do it and be successful and win. I'm not going to coach if I can't win. It'd be stupid. But as long as I can win, I'm going to coach and see how long it lasts.
Jim, tell us what you have going on with Wilson. I know your partner's up, Coaches Versus Cancer. You've been involved with that for a while. What's going on?
You know, we've done stuff for 20 years, and we've raised $100 million awareness. That's what we try to do. I have my own foundation now, but I also raise money for Coaches Versus Cancer and for cancer research. And everybody's touched by cancer. There's nobody here or nobody there that you can look at that isn't touched by cancer. So we try to raise awareness and raise money, and, you know, hopefully we're making progress, some progress, but it's a tough disease. And, you know, I see it. I lost my administrative assistant this year after 14 years at 52 years old, the greatest lady I've ever known. And when you lose somebody like that, it just pisses you off. You just want to get out there and do something. So we're going to keep trying to do as much as we can.
That's awesome.
To fight it.
One of the legends, one of the titans. Coach, good seeing you, man. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks
for
stopping in. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.